Well, it's time to bring in the old guy, Gary Drug, from Gary's Appliance Service this morning, where you get your stuff fixed by the old guy. How you doing, Gary?
Well, Rich, I'm still old.
What are we talking
about?
What are we talking about?
Thank you. That's my line.
I know, but I was waiting for you.
I know. I was just enjoying the bell.
My spring cleaning visit to the dentist this week brought up a question from his wife. Why is the garage refrigerator working better again? He said he had replaced his old green refrigerator last fall with a newer side-by-side, but it doesn't work as well. But it's newer. Do you guys remember why?
It was the outside air temperature versus the temperature you're trying to cool at, and if they're too close together, right?
Yeah, you're on the right path.
Attaboy, Ange.
Pretty close,
as far as I'm going to go.
And his old green refrigerator probably didn't have automatic defrost. And it being green, it was older than 1995. You know, 95 was the year that they started making that R134.
And
well,
they stopped allowing them to sell green refrigerators in 1995 as well?
Well,
these days I'm thinking when you say green, I'm thinking that's energy efficient.
Yeah.
No, remember the green? Okay. You could buy a green refrigerator.
Green? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, like trivia.
The color green. Yeah.
Right.
Trivia. What did they call that? What color was that?
Olive.
It was a horrible color. I don't know.
It was an olive.
Puke?
No.
No, I don't know.
You take that to the paint truck? I want the puke green.
Yeah. Well, in the 50s, they called it Sherwood green, but later on, it was avocado.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh. That was more the hip color. Then.
And if you had the white one, it was always almond.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, on that Freon, remember the story about my truck air conditioner last year that, you know, the 134, when I replaced the compressor, I charged it up with the R12 replacement, which is hot shot, and my air conditioner
same
is
thing.
It's 10 degrees colder than it was when it was charged up with R134.
Hmm.
See, in the wintertime, see, his refrigerator's working better in the garage because it was warm last week. You know, his temperature finally warmed up some. And they're made to work between 60 and 80 degrees. You know, when we get that 20 below, the thermostat in the refrigerator is set just above freezing to shut off, you know, 34, 37, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's colder in the garage than it is in the refrigerator. And then that cold also makes the refrigerator more efficient because it gets rid of its heat faster. So if it gets rid of its heat faster, it gets colder faster, and it runs less. Then you throw in the automatic defrost to put some heat in there. That makes it run just a little bit more for a while, but the recovery is so much faster when it comes back on. So
in other words, if you have a garage refrigerator, don't expect it to work well in the winter.
Well, that's the way it's been.
I usually just turn unplug mine.
Yeah, what are you doing anyway?
Well, and if you're looking for that garage refrigerator, look, you want the refrigerator to be older than 95 because that's when they switched the Freon. And if you can still find a round top that works, you know, most of the round tops were not automatic defrost. And
what do you mean round top?
The top of the refrigerator was,
rounded.
Was rounded. You know, the corners were rounded. And
like in the Honeymooners, they had a fridge like that.
That's an old refrigerator.
That's an old fridge.
Well, but see those, you know.
You have to take them to the guy on Discovery Channel or History Channel and have him restore it.
That's right.
$5,000 refrigerator.
Where's Rick Dale when you need him?
And remember how much thicker they were, you know, for insulation.
Mm-hmm.
But dang, they worked, didn't they?
Well, and the compressor, you know, was huge. It was like a beach ball in those big old round tops like that.
A friend of mine's got the old-fashioned Coke machine in the garage, and it's a round top. And it's got a compressor in it. When that thing kicks in, the lights dim.
Ooh.
No, I'm exaggerating, but you get...
You can hear it.
You got to turn
it's
up.
Very efficient.
You got to turn up the TV.
It's very efficient at keeping things cold.
Yeah.
It probably eats up a lot of juice, so...
All right.
Well, you know, we got started on them green ones. You know, can you remember any of those colors, you know, that they used to have? You know, they went
used to have
for,
a copper.
Well, a copper, copper tone, that's what that was called.
Mm-hmm.
They had the copper tone. You know, my favorite was, and they didn't make it very often, and I see they're doing it in the washers again now, was the poppy red. You know, that Frigidaire had that for a while, and you didn't see a lot of kitchens that had that, that poppy red, but
no.
Wow, the ones that, you know, that for a country style, you know, to, like an old farmhouse style kitchen, they had the deep blues with those reds. Those were really cool in there. But
I can see that coming back, actually.
Probably can now because people like the, you know, solid colors are back. Huh.
The laundry. You can get in the red and the blues now. Yeah. I've seen,
and the way these things are now throwaway practically. That if you want to redecorate, the refrigerator is only going to last you 5 years anyway, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he says yes.
If you've got issues with your appliances, or you need service advice, or maybe you just need a part, give Gary a call at 226-8300, or send him an email gdrug@hotmail.com. Make sure you put something on the subject line. Right, Gary?
That's correct, Rich. And remember, between my truck and the Navis shipping store, I stock the most parts in Rochester. But if I should need to order a part, most will come overnight without shipping. But do not forget that I work by myself, so sometimes you need to leave a message. 226-8300, Gary's Appliance Service.